The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
People can be at the top of their game in the business world and as parents, but it can sometimes be difficult to stay above it all. Now it's time to learn from an entrepreneur who has made this a reality. Welcome to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood, hosted by Chris Efesiou. Chris and his guests will share ideas and experiences to help you manage your life in business and as a parent. Now, here's Chris Efesiou.
I just want to say thank you. Yes, a heartfelt thank you to each of you, my listeners, who have bestowed me the honor of joining this broadcast on a weekly basis, whether live or on demand. It is only because of you that in 6 short months since we first went on the air, the number of listeners has grown from just a few hundred in March to over 10,500 in September. I am grateful to you. But on with the business in hand. In today's world, who doesn't want to achieve agelessness? We're all striving to appear younger and live healthier lifestyles. Many of us are embarking on new careers in our 50s. But what does ageless you really mean? Tom Fabry will discuss 3 steps to becoming ageless and explain why adventure and fun are important elements to a fulfilling life. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. I'm Chris Efesiou. My guest today is a returning guest to the show. Tom Fabry was the very first guest on Straight Up with Chris when it launched on March 22nd. But of course, being a guest on this show isn't his greatest accomplishment. Tom is an adventurer, an explorer, and get this, I love it, a life wrangler. He has climbed and summited 4 of the world's 7 highest peaks. He is a former airline captain who now flies private jets and helicopters. He is a chef, a businessman, an entrepreneur, the author of the just-released book, Ageless You, and above all, he is a single dad to his son. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Wow, I'm honored, Chris. It's a pleasure to be back, and I'm humbled by that intro.
Well, it's all you, my friend. So
Let me look at that a little bit. That's great.
Yeah, thank you for the success of the show. It's all because of you. You obviously had the lucky rabbit's foot when you and I launched back in March, and I'm delighted to have you back to talk about all kinds of things. Not the least of which is your new book, and hopefully we'll get some advice from you as to how we can all become ageless. Now, for just to give you an idea what Tom is really like, and at the risk of embarrassing him, it's a good thing I can't see him because he's probably blushing, but just before we went on the air, I was talking to him and I said, Tom, are you at home? Because as a pilot, now he flies a lot. And he says, yeah, I'm at home. I was just doing work all day, and then I went to the stadium and I did 20 or 25 sets of stairs so that I can release some energy. And I'm thinking, I must have lifted at least 20, 25 times my coffee cup during the day. And I wish I had done some physical work, but after all, I'm not a life wrangler.
Well, all you're right, a wrangler, Tom. Chris. I know you are. You're wrangling this radio show for sure.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Now, for the listeners who are not familiar with you, Please give us a bit of your background so that they all understand who Tom Fabry is.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm just a regular guy who has struggles just like anybody else. And real quick, I'll give you a brief background. You know, I barely made it out of high school. Okay, I actually had to go to summer school to get my diploma. And then I started college. 2 weeks into college, I dropped out. I was in and out of trouble. Most of my teenage years, my early 20s, had no direction, no mentors, and it was, I wasn't really wrangling life. Life was wrangling me at that point. And because I had some mentors come into my life at a very pivotal time, it really turned my life around. These people gave me some direction. And, you know, like you mentioned, I went on to a life of really a purpose, you know, self-education. I went on to become a captain at a major airline, flying corporate helicopters. I graduated culinary school, became a certified personal trainer, and on and on and on. But those first, up until I was about 28 years old, it could have went either way. You know, Chris, I was really on the fence. But thank God for some key people that came into my life at the right time, really turned my life around. So, you know, here I am, hopefully doing the same thing for other people, showing them, you know, how to lead a life of purpose.
And that's wonderful. And we'll talk more about the ups and downs of your life. And we have all known people who have turned their life around, but yours is exemplary, and that in itself is worthy of a book. But again, I hear you talking, and you say, well, you know, until I was 28, I had no direction, and then earlier on, you said, well, I'm just a regular guy. And I'm sitting here, and I'm kind of chuckling, and I'm thinking, regular guys don't summit, you know, four of the highest peaks in the world. They don't swim with sharks. They don't fly helicopters and jets, and they're not personal trainers, and they are not they have not graduated culinary school, and they're not authors. And let's not forget that you also parented your son as a or can parent your son as a single dad, and of all of that, my hats off to you for every single accomplishment, the last one being the crowning one, to be sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody tells me, and even you too, and I just don't see, you know, because I'm in it and living it, you know, I'm not looking at me from the outside saying, wow, look at all these, you know, these great accomplishments. They're just things to me that they're not a job. It's things that I dream about. And I really believe, you know, when you find your purpose, you'll find your passion. And so I'm just pursuing these things like anybody else would pursue, you know, a career or to become a great parent and, you know, doing the best that I can. And I have struggles just like everybody else. So I really do see myself as, you know, just some regular average guy, but living very passionately. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I get very emotional, very passionate about life. And so to me, you know, pursuing all these things that I love to do, and I have realized, though, that by doing that, walking my talk. I'm really mentoring a lot of people out there that say, wow, look at all these things that you're doing. And to me, they're just kind of average things. But I have realized that I have become a mentor to a lot of people, and that's really, and to my son. And that's the real gift, you know, so.
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about your book. This is your first book, and it was published 3 or 4 months ago, was it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, August 2nd.
Wonderful, and we'll talk about that as well, but give me the full title. It's Ageless You.
Ageless You, The Boomer's Guide to Beginning Again.
And that can be purchased at Amazon and whatever books are sold, I presume?
Yeah, you can go to my website, tomfabry.com, and you can purchase the book there and get an autographed copy from me, or you can go to Amazon and get the Kindle version. And shortly here, we're putting together, I want to have a PDF version where you can go to my site and just get a downloadable version there, a PDF version. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. Can't believe that I have a book out.
Yes, I know. It is exciting, and that in and of itself kind of gives you a little bit of the belief that you can be ageless, because but one would think that written word will survive spoken word, and therefore you have left an indelible mark.
Yeah.
And it is an accomplishment, and for no other reason, for those of our listeners who have dabbled with the idea of writing a book or who have written a book, it isn't only the pleasure of sitting down and writing something, but it is the discipline that it takes to actually sit down and write that something. And the most important thing is that, and I have found that for many people that I spoke to, is that if you're not really married to the idea of getting a book published, you will quickly abandon the process, because it is totally laborious, and it is literally a labor of love. And no author publishes a book for the money, because there is no money to be made there. You publish the book for some other reason. And so your reason, Tom, to writing this book was what?
Well, there was a couple of reasons, Chris. And a couple of key reasons is it was a goal of mine, you know, 10 years ago. I had this thought in my head when I was changing my careers and when I found my real purpose in life. You know, a book was part of that purpose. My purpose is to realize health and fitness throughout the world. And, you know, people were coming up to me all the time asking me, you know, what do you do? How do you eat? How come you look so good? You know, you're in shape and, you know, all these things. And I was like, what's going on? You know, so I decided to put all my thoughts together, and in order to get the message out, I'm like, people are writing books. So I had this crazy idea to write a book. And I was like, okay, I'll write it. No big deal. You know, six-month project, I figured. Turned into 2 years, and it became a labor of love. And also, you really have to be committed to that project, you know. But
It's just so easy to walk away from it. And let's pick that up on the other side of the break. My guest is Tom Fabry. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. I'm Chris Efesiou. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Epicu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life. Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Epicu. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. For information on this program and other activities, please visit my website, chrisfcu.com, or cdochiefdaddyofficer.com. My Facebook page is Chris Epicu, and on Twitter, I'm Chief Daddy Officer. Throughout this hour, I look forward to hearing your questions. Please call us at 1-866-472-5788 or email your questions to chris@straightupwithchris.com. I'm Chris Epicu with my guest, Tom Fabry. Please visit his website, which is tomfabry.com, and this is, the last name is spelled F-A-B-B-R-I.com. On Facebook, he is Tom Fabry, and you can follow him on Twitter at Tom Fabry. Pretty simple, pretty straight up, you know, and marketer's delight. And so before we went to break, we were talking about the trials and tribulations of, and the discipline of writing a book. And you said it took 2 years. You thought it was going to take 6 months.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, that's the perception. But, you know, as you dive into things, you're like, oh, my God. I mean, you're not, you know, you have an outline for a script. You have all these ideas. And, you know, looks good on paper. But then when you have people critiquing it, editing it, and coming back to you, and, you know, then the whole process, everything, I mean, I became a little bit disillusioned and unhappy with certain things. So I'm like, oh, my God, you know. So, and then the photographs that we added, and then the cover, and, you know, there's, as you know, there's so many aspects to putting together the book that it turned into a 2-year project, and that's where the commitment came in, you know. And I never really wanted to give up on it, but I'm like, when is this going to end? When am I going to finish? When am I going to have the finished product out there, you know? And now it's become the marketing thing. How am I going to market this product. But it really is, you know, it's just like anything else that I do. You know, you have to be committed, but you have to love what you do.
And a publisher, my publisher, had told me once that publishing and marketing a book is not a sprint, it's a marathon. The problem with that is that it is counterintuitive to anyone who is an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs are well known for their lack of patience and their disdain for delayed gratification. And so to, you know, be given a project that you know it's going to take 2 years to complete, most people I know will not embark on that project. The saving grace of that is you think that it will take 6 months, you just end up with 2 years. But Tom's book is called Ageless You. You can find it on his website, an autographed copy you can purchase from there. Website is tomfabry.com. You can also buy it in Kindle format from Amazon. And I would have to tell you that this is a book that is interesting in a whole lot of different ways, because when I started leafing through it, I was expecting to see, I don't know, concepts, stories, whatever a book usually turns to be about. This book has that. It also has an awful lot of other useful tips, pages upon pages of pictures that show you very basic exercises that you can do at your home, at your office, wherever. You don't have to go to a gym to do that. An awful lot of recipes for anything from healthy salads to smoothies to a whole bunch of different things. And it all kind of comes together in Tom's belief that there are three steps that make you become ageless. And Tom, tell us about those three steps.
Well, it's very simple, Chris. The three steps. The whole book is based on my philosophy, okay, my philosophy of life. And those three steps are your inner life, okay. How can you have a great outer life if your inner life is in turmoil, okay? So a great inner life. The second step is I don't like to call it nutrition because everybody is out there calling, you know, nutrition, but I call it eating on purpose. Okay, that's the second key, eating on purpose. Why are you eating? Why are you putting these things in your mouth, okay, to nourish your body? Okay, people are using eating as a distraction these days. And the last key is move to live. Move to live, you know. If you want to call it exercise or running or hiking or biking or, you know, if you're out there working in your garden all day, you know, we need to be moving to live. And in the foreword of my book, How the Good Life is Killing Us, I talk about we've actually designed moving right out of our life. You know, we have luxury homes, luxury cars. We sit at our desk all day. We're not moving anymore. So we need to be moving to live. So those are the three key steps. And I talk about them, you know, in my book. Inner life, eating on purpose, and moving to live.
So let's take them one at a time. You said at the outset about inner life and outer life. I believe that has to do from our conversations. I believe you had mentioned something that is the combination of mind, body, and soul. But tell me, what do you mean What do you mean by inner life and outer life, and how does one accomplish that?
Okay. if you want to improve your body and live an ageless lifestyle, then you must work on the unseen things in your life, okay? You have to work on your mind, nurture your spirit, and you connect those two things to your body in a meaningful way. And what I talk about in the book is there's a couple of key things that I do and which I teach my clients to do is, you know, real simple steps, journaling. Take those thoughts that are in your head and put them in your journal. Put them down on paper, your dreams, your goals, your fears, your hopes, what's going on in your life, you know. I talk about reading good books. As you know, Chris, we become, there's two things how we shape our lives, and those are the people that we associate with, and those are the books that we read. Okay, and that's my philosophy, but I believe you have the same philosophy. Reading good books, I talk about it. You know, most people, they snack, as I call it, on, you know, say blogs or articles or, you know, newspapers, but I believe we should be reading good books, documentaries. You know, read a book about Gandhi, read a book about Lincoln, you know, more books on philosophy, books to nurture your body, nurture your mind, you know, what we think we become, correct?
Absolutely, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here with you.
Okay.
Two things. One, you said journaling. I mean, is that something that people do past the high school years? And the second part of it, and again, this is not necessarily my belief. In fact, it isn't my belief, but I'm certain it's the belief of some of our listeners. So I'm posing it to you through my voice. And the other part is, you know, read a book, read about Gandhi, read about Lincoln, and so on and so forth. Well, isn't it easier to catch it in a movie? Isn't it easier to stick some earphones in my head and hear whatever it is that a talking book can give me? And frankly, when I work all day and I read and read and read for 12 hours a day, and then I read some more by way of email and stuff like that at home, is there really time? Is there space? Is there capacity for more reading?
Well, we'll answer the first part of that question about journaling.
Yep.
Okay. In the high school years, I don't know anybody who's journaling. You know, writing in their journal. I mentored a couple of high school kids this past summer who went on to, one went on to military school, and another had just gotten out of rehab that I was mentoring. And when I take a client on, one of the first things that I do is I give them a journal, and they look at me like, you know, what am I supposed to do with this, you know? And it's made a profound difference in their life when they start writing down their dreams, their hopes, desires, their fears, and they're just like, you know, they've told me, they're like, Mr. Fabry, I can't believe it. I'm writing, I can't stop writing, you know. And the other thing is, I have so many books, you know, I can't tell you that, you know, reading is fundamental. And if you can, and if you don't want to read it, you know, I'm a big advocate. I have all the CDs. When I'm driving to the airport, I put in a good book that's on CD. I'll listen to the book, you know. So to me, it's really the same thing. But if you're doing reading all day long, if that's your job, you know, but I highly recommend nurturing, you know, your mind with good, inspiring stories, okay? Like I said, Gandhi, Lincoln, Kennedy, you know, and there's you know, great sports heroes. So I think it's fundamental.
Nurturing the mind, body, and soul. My guest is Tom Fabry. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. I'm Chris Afasiu. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Afasiu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities. Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and is the co-founder of BR Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to The Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Afasiu. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Chris Afasiu with my guest, Tom Fabry. Please visit his website, tomfabry.com. His Facebook page is Tom Fabry, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Tom Fabry. Note that the last name is spelled with two B's, F-A-B-B-R-I. Before we went on break, we were speaking about some of the things that Tom suggests that one does, almost as a conditioning of the mind, and journaling is one, and reading good books is another. And the books that he mentioned are nonfiction books; they are biographies. But I assume any good book that has some good residual is a good thing, isn't that right, Tom?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I have a pretty extensive library here, and if you came into my house and you looked at my library, all the shelves of books, you'd get a good understanding of who Tom Fabry is. And I'll just go over to a bookshelf here. I have books about Steve Fawcett, the great adventurer, Richard Branson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Nate Berkus, Men's Health, books on music. I have all my culinary books, inspirational books. I mean, just...
So you just flip through the pages and you pick something up that makes you feel good. And there are all kinds of websites that list nothing but inspirational quotes. And as much as you may poo-poo quote-unquote inspirational quote, I think that if you see it at the right moment in your day, it does make a difference. And the journaling and the book reading, my suggestion to you is, if that is what you're inclined to do, don't use the excuse that I don't have the time to journal. Use the technology that you have available to you. I used to do that on business, and then the light bulb went off, and I thought that, well, if I do it on this side, why not do it on the personal side? And it happened to me when I was writing my book. And most of the best ideas I've had, I had them either while I was behind the wheel and the car driving somewhere, or when I was at the controls of my airplane. And the best time to do that, you cannot certainly take your attention off of what you're doing, but you can pick up your iPhone and or whatever smartphone you happen to have, and they all have some kind of dictation devices. They have a feature where you can actually leave a quote-unquote voicemail for yourself. Leave that thought there. Listen to it later. Transcribe it. Do whatever it is that you wish to do. Get the job done.
Absolutely.
And we have a question from one of our listeners, which is actually pretty intriguing and very topical. And the question is to you, Tom, and says, what is it that makes one stay the course to achieve their goal? So often the intention is there, but people fail to follow through.
Well, what I've found, and it's really simple, okay, it's one word, and that's commitment, okay? But whatever the goal is, it has to be a purposeful goal. And, you know, that's what I say, you know, when you find your purpose, you'll find your passion, okay? And for me to go out, and I'm getting ready for another adventure, Chris. I'm going up to Alaska for a month. And, I have to train and get in the best shape possible for this fifth summit of mine. And that's a huge goal. And that goal has been on my plate for years. Okay? You know, these seven summits, it hasn't been easy, but there's a purpose behind it. I'm very passionate about it, and I'm committed. I've made the commitment to myself, not to anybody else, that I am going to achieve this goal. You know,
and that of course is setting your mind to it, and that leads nicely into another question from Marianne from Ohio. Says, Tom, all of it sounds great, but overwhelming. In today's world, with so much on our plates, how does one find time? How do you inspire your clients?
Well, it goes back to purpose and passion, okay? We all have made up excuses that, and I'll just go back to exercising because that's what people do not want to do, or let's just say get healthy, okay? What I tell people, you know, if you want to be healthy, that starts with two words, self-love, okay? If you really love yourself, then you'll do what's necessary to take care of yourself. There are no excuses, you know. I have to be upfront and honest with people. You know, if you can take time when you come home after a busy day and grab a beer out of the refrigerator and sit down and turn that remote to that TV, you know, you're really lost there, Okay, you have to be committed to your, this is your life. There's no more, you know, we're running out of time, Chris. You know, so, I see people wasting their lives all the time, and they say, I don't have time. You have to make time. This is your life. You don't get a do-over.
You don't get a do-over, and I suppose it's all about choices. And, you know, time management is one of the toughest things anyone can do. And unfortunately, because there are so many things that are demanded of us, and so many alligators that are jumping to take a bite from us, usually the things that fall by the wayside are the things that are placed there, and wanting to exercise and wanting to have a good lifestyle is something that every one of us wants to have, but it takes effort. And because it takes effort and it takes time, and because if we did not do that, nobody is going to come to us and say, how come you didn't exercise? That is the thing that kind of, you know, falls by the wayside, and it is that much more important that we must stay on top of it, because it is our lives, as you said.
Right, right. Well, as human beings, Chris, we're how do I want to say it? It's our nature to take the easy road, to take the easy way out. I mean, if you look at society today, we're all looking for, you know, the magic pill. I mean, it's everywhere. You know, it's, you know, the quick fix diet, you know, the pill to get rid of heartburn, the pill to take care of, you know, diabetes, the pill to do this, to do that, you know, and it's just everywhere. So I know, as a species, as human beings, we like the easy, and that's how we've designed our lives. You know, over the past 50 years, you know, it's great to have comfortable things, but we've actually designed living healthfully right out of our lives.
Yeah,
and it's
a really good point. And coupling that with the overeating or eating the wrong things, you take two bad things and you combine them and then you have one awful thing. So tell us, you mentioned earlier that part of your book talks about eating on purpose. What do you mean by that?
Eating on purpose, absolutely. Of all the decisions we make in our lives, rarely is any thing as important as what we choose to eat and drink. You know, the foods you eat matter a great deal. How you feed your body consistently, Chris, will determine at least 80% of your success in achieving health and your fitness goals. I see people in the gyms all day long. You know, I typically, right now I'm training twice a day and I'm in the gym, I'm out, you know, and I see people, they look the same year after year. They go to the gym. Number one, they're training wrong. They don't know what's good for their body, but they're eating the wrong things. Why are people eating? They're eating because they need a distraction. They're just putting weird things in their mouth, all these processed things, chemical things. They're going to the drive-through. They say they don't have time to feed their, you know, prepare a meal for their family. I mean, if you really love your kids, you'll spend a half an hour preparing a meal for your family instead of spending 5 minutes going through the drive-through. So you really have to take the time to nourish your body.
It makes infinite sense. Let's talk more about that after the break. My guest is Tom Fabry, and you're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. I'm Chris Efesiou. We'll be back in a moment.
views, opinion,
passion.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Epicu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris. Real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Epicu. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. I'm Chris Epicu. My guest is Tom Fabry. Please visit his website, tomfabry.com, Facebook page, Tom Fabry, and follow him on Twitter, @TomFabry. And be sure to visit his website and look for an autographed copy of his book, Ageless You, which is the subject of our conversation today. And Tom, we talked about the inner and outer life. We talked about the importance of exercise. Started talking about the importance of proper nutrition. And I guess in short, it isn't, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to the places that have the whole foods or not the brand, but, you know, organically grown foods and so on and so forth. But one must pay attention to what it is that they're putting in their mouth. And as long as it is fresh and not processed, that's really a good place to start, isn't it?
That's an excellent place to start, Chris. you know, to me, okay, and again, this is my philosophy and, you know, and it's been working in my life for a long time, and that's why I do what I do. You know, people hire me because it's working in my life, and so I tell people, you know, how can you get out of bed in the morning and, you know, take care of your family, take care of your business, do all these things you want to do if you're sick and tired? You know, people are sick. I mean, we live in a society, well, I call it globesity, okay? We live in a society today where we're over-medicated. We're taking, you know, all kinds of drugs for this, that, and the other thing. We're not nurturing our mind, our soul. And, you know, you may think that, well, what does Tom think? He's some sort of guru or whatever, but you can go back to just simple things like eating whole foods, fresh fruits, vegetables, things that we were meant to eat, okay? You know, over the past, and it's only been maybe 30 years or so, where we've seen increased rates of cancer, breast cancer, coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes. Our kids, you know, the obesity rate in our children is, you know, we're going to be the first generation where we're going to be dying before our kids are going to be dying before us, you know, and that's part of the reason is because food for us has become a distraction, okay, and it's just legal, okay, it's just like cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, but food is legal, and the foods that we're eating are mostly processed foods, and they're just not good for you, so, you know, and I tell people, you know, just learn how to shop, and I tell people, I give them the tools on how to go out and buy nutritious foods, because you need to take care of your body. You can't build a great business. You can't build a great family. You can't have a great love life if you don't take care of the number one thing. And as an airline pilot, I learned that, you know, put the oxygen mask on yourself first, then you can put it on somebody else.
Because if you cannot breathe and you lose consciousness, everybody downstream is doomed.
Absolutely.
And, so we take care of the inner self and outer self. We eat right. We move with purpose as an exercise. But there is another part of it which you epitomize, and that is having adventure and fun. And that's important. Tell me why it's important. I get the fun, but can I not get that in a movie where I sit and I do nothing and I eat, you know, 1,000 calories of popcorn and a big full sugary Pepsi or whatever the brand is. And while I'm sitting there, I've just consumed 2,000 calories, a day's worth of calories for most persons. Why in the heck would I have to climb something or be adventurous to have fun? I'm having fun just watching the tube.
Well, if that's your adventure, you know, watching TV, but, you know, it may be going to a Starbucks, but, you know, just as we need to seek out the right foods to eat, you know, schedule time for our health, time to meditate, contemplate our goals, you know, we got to take time for fun, okay? And we have to, you know, as I talk about in my book, we have to build time for adventure. And for me, adventure is, you know, I have three big climbs coming up, McKinley, I'm going to the South Pole, then I'm going to Everest. Those are my adventures, okay? You know, whatever, you have to find out what works for you. You know, I love going to a movie. I just, you know, sometimes, you know, whether I need a distraction from getting away from writing a book, you know, I just have to, okay, I've had enough of that, and so I'll go watch a good movie, you know, to me, whatever that is, a good inspiring movie, okay, or I'll go to, you know, a Barnes & Noble, grab a coffee, read a good book, or, you know, go on a hike, or, you know, whatever it is, you have to find your adventure, okay, I found mine, you know, and I tell people, you know, I'm not talking about climbing Everest, you know, but for me, that's what juices me, okay? So, but for you, figure out what you love to do, you know? And, you know, I know you you mentioned, you know, a big Pepsi and a big popcorn, and that's really not, you know, you can go to a movie and not do that. I go to the movies with my son, and we have a great time, but I don't have to eat the big bucket of popcorn filled with butter, and I know that's not good for me, but I tell people, go find your adventure. Okay?
So to each his own, so to speak. Find your adventure, and make it happen for you. Just whatever it is that you do, be sure that you have fun.
You know, what's the, you know, the reason behind taking care of your body is so you can go out and do these great things, and whatever that is for you. You know, I told you what, you know, I love flying jets, helicopters, you know, doing all that stuff. That stuff, when I go to work, I don't even call it work. I'm going off to, you know, fly a helicopter or a jet, and I just have a great time, you know. And I'm actually a little bit sad when it's over. It's like, oh, okay, I got to go back
home.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. When I grow up, I want to be you, Tom. But but unfortunately, that's all the time we have. It's been a pleasure, as always, to be chatting with you, and let's get back together soon, and hopefully let's see one another in the air.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Chris. We need another hour.
Yes, indeed. We'll do it sometime soon. I hope you join me next week with my guest, Wayne Stofsky, to discuss competition, camaraderie, and culture of youth sports. So tune in next Thursday at 6 p.m. East, 3 West on Straight Up with Chris, Real Talk for Business and Parenthood. Until then, seize the moment, every moment, at work and at home. Let's talk more next week. I'm Chris Efesiou. Thanks for listening.
Thank you again for tuning in to Straight Up with Chris, Real Talk on Business and Parenthood. Please join your host, Chris Efesiou, again next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Make it an engaging week at work and at home.